Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is December the 23rd, 2021, and I'm here to tell you, if you do not have all of your Christmas errands run, your shopping done, today is your last full day to be able to get after that. And so just want to be your friendly public service announcement here. You're running out of time, so you need to get on that. So today, want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. I've got a friend of mine, and he was telling me that they had scheduled a lot of projects to be done around their house, and everybody had been saying, can't get to you this week, can't get to you this week, can't get to you this week. And then here a couple of weeks ago, all of them decided that was the day that they could come together, and all of these different trades were able to come out to his house and begin to do the projects. It wasn't the most convenient time in the world for them, having all of those different trades there at the same time. And I tell you that because there are a lot of people who are in the construction industry, and their time availability frees up around the holidays because a lot of times people don't want to mess up their houses. Unfortunately, I took on a project in November one year, many, many, many years ago, thinking it was going to be an exterior project that wouldn't impact the interior. It was supposed to be a two-day project, and bam, they were going to be gone. And it became an interior project, and it was a mess. And I was like, all I could do was apologize to my wife. I am so sorry. I did not foresee this becoming this project during the holidays. During the holidays, a lot of times people are available, and that stretches on into the new year. If you have a block or concrete job that you have coming up in the future, give them a call, 321-536-5804. That gets you Greg. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, and see if you can work out a schedule. Now, you need to plan ahead for these things, because when I've been talking to, I call him Brother Anderson. Brother Anderson predates me at Merritt Assembly of God. They were attending church there. They're one of two families that are left that were attending there regularly before I got there. Everybody else is come along since I became pastor in 1992. But I was talking with Brother Anderson here a couple of weeks ago, and he was describing, it's probably more like 3 or 4 weeks ago now, that even in the concrete industry, there are supply issues to where they have trouble getting block at times. They have trouble getting concrete at times. So don't wait. If you've got renovations or repairs that are coming up, give them a call well in advance, 321-536-5804. See if you can't work out a time. And who knows, with the holiday schedules, you may be able to squeeze in there much earlier than you expected, and they will do a great job for you at a great price. 321-536-5804. Tell them you heard about them from Pastor Bob on the Refresh Radio program. So today's December the 23rd. We're going to be doing one more lesson here on how God leads us in truth. And then tomorrow will be an annual reading of the Christmas story, something we do every year. Next week is one of those weeks where we take off, and it's kind of like a best of type sequence. So we do those programs during that time to give me a chance to attend to other matters that require my attention. There's a lot of preparation that goes into the radio program, and there's a lot of preparation that goes into just my regular sermon load, and then you throw in hospital and nursing home rehab center visitations and phone calls of people that we just want to stay in touch with. And there's a pretty high demand on the time. And then you throw in that every once in a while, there's a project that needs my attention at the church. And then this year, there's been a health situation that is requiring my attention, and not with me, but with a family member. And so if, you know, you would just go ahead and remember to tune in and listen, and we'll be back live January the 3rd is when we will be back here on the Refresh Radio program. So tomorrow is the reading of the Christmas story. We do have a Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve, amazingly enough. 6 o'clock it starts. We'll be done by 7. And we read the Christmas story, sing Christmas carols, celebrate communion, hug one another's necks, and say Merry Christmas, and bam, we are off to attend to festivities and family celebrations. That's what this week looks like. Sunday we will have church. Sunday morning, no Sunday night service. And I believe that will be the last service that we have during 2021. So if you would like to make a donation to Merritt Assembly of God to help with the Refresh Radio program expenses, you can send that donation to 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. We do this as a ministry. It's not a free ministry. It's not a cash flow positive ministry. It does have its expenditures time and dollar wise, but we want to be a blessing to Brevard County, and we don't do this to plead for funds. God is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He provides himself, and he provides the resources of heaven. But sometimes he uses people to do that. And so if you feel led of the Lord, we're not going to say, you know what, if you don't send in a donation, we're going off there. That's not true. That's not true. We just want to extend to you. We don't do it often, but there's an invitation there. If you'd like to make a donation, just make sure that it's postmarked by December the 31st at midnight. Or you can go online and make a donation, or you can deliver it in person and introduce yourself, and that would be a Christmas treat for us all the way around. Let's get to the Word, shall we? We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 61. We're not going to go through this particular passage in great detail, because we did this when we were talking about seeking justice. But I do want to read verses 6 through 9. This is Isaiah 61. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture because Jesus quoted it. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." That's verses 1 through 3.5. Verse number 6 says, "But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth, and will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. So I just want to share a few highlights from this passage, and I want to focus on a couple of them because of the time of year that it is where we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. But first it says that because the Spirit of the Lord had come upon Jesus, that one of the byproducts of that is that we would be named the priest of the Lord, the servants of our God. And I am so thankful because I wouldn't have qualified by birthright. Under the old covenant, there were only a certain few people who were eligible. They were qualified. They have the right lineage in order to serve as a Levitical priesthood or as an Aaronic, A-A-R-O-N-I-C, high priest. There, you had to have the right lineage. You had to have the right parents. It had to be at the right time, and you had to be born in the right sequence. But because of what the Spirit of God has done through Jesus Christ, we are no longer limited to a birthright or a birth process where we had the right parents, the right DNA flowing through our veins. Now we are qualified by the Spirit of God in order to be priests of God who stand between man and God to mediate on both accounts and to serve for the benefit of both individuals, for God and the people. It is a service. It is an honor to be able to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here that you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. I don't know exactly how some things came into existence. I understand the celebrating the giving of gifts because Jesus was the greatest gift. I understand, you know, that he is the light of the world, and so they put lights on trees and things like that. I understand the star of Bethlehem and why, you know, that is of such significance this time of the year. I don't necessarily understand how food came into such a large celebration of this, other than when there are people around, they're going to eat. And so I really don't know the background of that. I'm not complaining. I love food. I really, really do. Ours is not a repeat of Thanksgiving dinner. We have other things that we partake of. But here in this passage, it says, you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. In other words, you are going to get to benefit from, they're going to be able to be a part of your life, that, you know, that blessings that you didn't see any way were going to migrate into your life, God, because of the anointing that's upon Jesus Christ, he causes blessings to invade your life. So every once in a while, not often, but every once in a while, there is this thing that arises inside of me, and I will go up from behind one of the men in the church. I'll throw my arms around them, and I will speak this over them. And may the blessings of God overtake you. May they grab hold of you and not let you go. May they fill you to overflowing. And I just speak blessings over the people of Merit Assembly of God. Now, I speak the same thing over ladies. I just don't go up and give them the bear hug. I'm the pastor with the patented pastoral side hug. I might throw an arm around people that know me well and give them two pats on the shoulder and say, it's good to see you. And people have said through the years, you know, this is the only hug I get all week. And I want you to know that if you feel alone and isolated, that today the Spirit of God has blessings for you that you're not going to find any other place. There's no substitute. Social clubs are not a substitute for the body of Christ. You might eat great food at a restaurant, but I'm telling you, the fellowship that you'll experience there is no substitute. And you know, now that I think about the things I was talking about, that I don't know how in the world it ever became part of the Christmas celebration, is I have never been able to wrap my head around why is the giving of alcohol and the consuming of alcohol linked with the birth of my Savior. I don't get that. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. But I tell you what does make sense to me is that God wants to bless you and He wants to bring glory into your life. Verse number 7 says, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Sometimes a Christmas present is what is bestowed upon you. It's something you didn't have in your life that somebody says your life is going to be better because I love you enough to bless you with this in your life. But in this passage, before there is something given, there is something that is taken out of the way. I believe that God could give you and me a tremendous Christmas gift this year in the things that He has taken out of our lives. Is there anybody thankful that He's taken sin out of your life, that He's taken immorality out of your life, that He's taken pride out of your life, deception, if He's taken drug addiction or alcoholism out of your life? He's taken things that were disgraceful and shameful out of your life. You see, that's what He wants to do, and He doesn't intend to leave a void. He wants us to move those things out of our life, get them under the blood of Jesus, get them forgiven, so that He can make room for honor. Honor. I've known people that, you know, when you're coming to the end of the year and you say, man, it's been a rough year. I've failed the Lord a lot, and I'm looking forward to a clean start. And I've known people who had that mindset that before they ever awakened on January the 1st, they had already built a flawed foundation. Sometimes they had done stupid stuff and ended up getting arrested. Sometimes they had started off the new year with a fight with their spouse. I want to give you a foundation here several days before the new year, that you build your 2022 on a relationship with Jesus where shame is taken out of your life because of disgraceful acts, because the Lord forgives you, and build it on a foundation of honor. You may be facing a great deal of confusion right now. I can tell you this, God is not the author of confusion, and He is not the author of chaos. He is the God of clarity, and He is the God of order. And it says here that the people of God are supposed to rejoice in their portion, that we would possess double, and everlasting joy shall be theirs. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. And I pray that you have joy not just for a day, not just for a moment, but that you have a joy that dwells within you, that is with you through good times and bad times, and that you know that God has made that gift possible. Okay? Verse number 8 says, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I'm going to not focus on that. We focused on that before. But it says, I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant. That's where we get into seeking the truth, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And part of that is that we seek the truth. And we're specifically talking about right now that God leads us in truth. Okay, now that's great, but He does not just lead us in intellectual truth or in revelation truth, but He truly leads us by directing our work. He directs our work. So I don't know what your devotion looks like. You might, your time of devotion, you might be going through a devotional online. you may be going through like a Daily Bread or God's Word for Today or one of those other little quarterly devotional books. For me, I have always found it best for me that I read through the Bible sequentially. So I would read through Genesis, through Malachi, then I'd read through Matthew, through Revelation. I'd go back and read Matthew through Revelation again, and then I'd start the cycle all over again. So I get the New Testament twice and the Old Testament once. And you know what's been amazing in my decades of doing that is the number of times that God causes the specific scripture that I need for a situation or circumstance that I'm facing to come into my devotional encounter with him at just the right time, just the time that I need it. God is able to direct that work. Now, you may have a different strategy, and that's fine. My strategy is not better than your strategy. It's just the strategy that works for me. But the truth of the matter is, God directs your work. Now, what people don't like to think of necessarily in that is that there's a work that God wants to truly direct you to do. There is a service that he has for you. It is more than just your backside warming a seat in the church pew. There are people that need to have the gospel communicated to them. There are people who need teachers and Sunday school workers and things like that for churches that still have Sunday school. Some churches still have small groups and life groups or grow groups is what we used to call them. But the thing about any ministry is it's got people that need to lead those ministries. It has people that are there to help support those ministries. Some of the work is going to be visible and some of it is going to be behind the scenes, but it doesn't matter. God's going to be the one that directs that project. All three of my children are passionate about their assignments, and one of them in particular has a very outspoken personality. And so when they were in college, they ended up being the stage manager. And the stage manager is never, ever seen. But they were constantly in communication with the sound, with the lighting, with the cast, with the people who are telling people to come and to go. And they were behind the scenes directing the production that everybody else was seeing. God works behind the scenes of your life to order your steps and direct your paths in the name of his righteousness. He says, I'm going to make an everlasting covenant with them that is going to stretch to their descendants. It's going to minister to their offspring in such a way. And let me just read it to you. Verse number 9, their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. Remember, all of this started because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. It's a messianic prophecy. But there were people who said yes to walking in covenant with Jesus the Messiah. There were people who recognized him at his birth while other people didn't recognize him, and other people accepted him while other people were trying to kill him. There were some people who worshiped him while others were ignoring him. There were people who made room for him and some that did not accommodate him at all. But I will tell you that if we will allow God to direct us, to direct our relationships, you know, I wish that I was better able to communicate and say, let's treat church like the house of God, where God is the one directing us, instead of it just being another resource where people say, well, I wonder if I'm going to find my spouse here at this church. I got a Christmas card from one of our missionaries. I'll never forget this missionary coming to our church. When they were raising funds to go to the field, They don't even remember saying this, but it impacted me, and I remember it, and it's 20 years ago. And they made this statement. They said, look, I'm here tonight, and there's not many people here, but I do know this. God is Jehovah Jireh. He is not Jehovah Stingy. And they've been on the field. She's a young lady, loves Jesus, ministers in a very difficult country, ministers to a lot of poor people. And by her own acknowledgement, she said, you know, I had just resigned myself to the fact that I was going to be single all the days of my life. There was a young man who was ministering in the same country with the same passion for the same God and for the same people. And over the last year, their paths crossed. And even though they've got a lot of experience, and both of them had resigned themselves that they were going to be single, all of a sudden, God caused them to cross paths. They have recognized the hand of God upon it. And in the coming months, they are going to become man and wife. I'm here to tell you that God has blessings that you may not see on the horizon, but that doesn't mean that God's not going to bring them about. The last promise that I want to share with you is that it says, their offspring among the people, all who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. That word posterity means all future generations or all future descendants. And if you and I will walk with constant fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, celebrating his birth, not just once a year, but on a regular basis, with God leading his work and directing his work in our life with truth, that it is going to pay dividends in our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, that other people are going to recognize. They're going to see the hand of God in their life, the blessing of God in their life, the favor of God in their life, and they are going to recognize that they are the posterity. They are the future generations whom the Lord has blessed. Somebody needs to be the first generation. And if there's a first generation, somebody says, I'm going to continue to serve the Lord. I'll be the second generation. Somebody needs the third and the fourth and the fifth generation. Somebody needs to keep that chain of blessing going so that people will recognize, not just the people who know them or who are related to them, but everybody they'll come in contact with will recognize and say, you are blessed by God. I want to say, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Enjoy the blessings of God, and we'll see you in 2022.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.